In Instrument Cards Expert Students, we move on to composing. And again, this is very similar to what we've done in Go and Stop when we compose in that activity. Composing works by putting the cards on a horizontal line from left to right, and we read them from left to right. We don't go back and forth. We read each card once, just as you would read a sentence with words in it. And when you're leading this activity, you really want to make sure that you're leading it and pointing to the cards in a very steady and predictable manner. Now, just as in Go and Stop, the basic play of this is the same as in that other activity, which is we choose the cards that we want, we post the cards in a row horizontally with a stop card at the end. You have to post them high up to make sure that the leader's body isn't blocking the cards. To play them, you point to each card once in sequence from left to right in a slow, steady, and predictable manner. And then, of course, we repeat with a new leader. And in any version of this composing, you always have the choice of having continuous sound on each card or one sound per card. So continuous sound would be like shake, 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 shake. And one sound per card would just mean one shake every time the leader touches one particular card. Now, the tricky part about this is that you need to scaffold it to make sure that the kids can master what you're asking them to master. So we've laid out a sequence of scaffolding here that you can see under scaffolding for difficulty. First, you compose with one type of card and all the kids have the same instrument just to get the idea of it and see how that goes. Then you can try introducing a tricky no sound card, which presumably they already have seen in previous activities of Go and Stop. So one instrument plus a tricky no sound card. And then we get into the trickier stuff where we have two kinds of cards represented and two kinds of instruments. So half the class gets one kind of instrument, the other half gets the other kind of instrument. And this time they have to watch and see not only is it a sound or a silence, but what kind of sound is it? And is it the kind of sound that matches the instrument that I have? Now, after kids get really good at this, you can start adding all these elements together. You could have two or even more different kinds of instrument cards plus tricky no sounds. You can make longer compositions, etc. But you don't want to jump to that too fast before the kids know what's going on.